The pen that Maryland Governor Wes Moore used to sign the pardons was handed to him by a man named Shiloh Jordan.
The only thing on his criminal record was a minor cannabis charge. And that's what got him fired on his second day of the job.
A job loss, the former Bowie State student said, left him feeling defeated. But now...
I'm super ecstatic. I'm happy. Because like I said, I know how much this is going to help people, change people's lives.
Jason Ortiz with The Last Prisoner Project says anyone who might get a conviction pardon still needs to check to see if their record needs to be expunged.
Because there will be tens of thousands of folks that don't have to do anything, but there will be many more that do have to go through the process.
In Annapolis, John Dome in WTOP News.